Welcome back to Watchers on the Thinking Couch. I'm Daddy.
And I am Uncle Mike.
And today we're going to talk about what if that was just our intro from now on? Like, regardless of if we were doing like a special birthday intro for this, like, what if we just started Watchers on the Couch? Just like, in 2024, it's Daddy and Uncle Mike, and it's Watchers on the Couch.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, Uncle Mike. Let's talk about dragons and dicks.
No, man.
This is being recorded way, way in the past. And just so you know, this is not a family-friendly episode. There is a family-friendly cut that I'm going to make for my kid's birthday. So we're going to try to keep the profanity to a minimum. But yeah, it's a very, very special and very serious episode. We're talking Blue's Clues and You this week on Watchers on the Couch. Yeah, Mike, you big Blue's Clues fan at all? Like, I think you're a little younger than me, right?
Yes. Roughly.
Oh, so you're there. So still not young enough for Blue's Clues. Because Blue's Clues came out when I was in high school. So I missed the original.
I used to watch it with my daughter, but she's 12 now. So even when we were watching it, it was just repeats of Steve.
So she's too old for the reboot, too.
Yes.
Oh, well. Steve.
Nobody's too old for the reboot. Come on.
That's right. And that's why we're here, because it's very special. And if you're anything like me, so Mike's got 10 years of fatherhood on me, and I'm dealing with the toddler age where, oh, it's great. The kid goes in phases of what they want to watch. So right now it's Mario gameplay videos.
That's not bad.
And literally right before we started this episode, I'm like, well, what do you want to watch? And they're like, Mario video. And I'm like, okay, which one? It's like, I want Mario, Luigi, Princess, and Toad in the hole. And I'm like, what are you, a mob boss or something? I don't care how it's done. I just want Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad in the ground, in the hole.
I want them all in the water, all right? Sleeping with the fishes, see?
So, but when it's not Mario, it is Blue's Clues. So if you're anything like me, other parents out there, you've been watching the same episodes of Blue's Clues over and over. Mike, I have seen every episode of Blue's Clues at least 6 times. And I hate to say it, I actually get excited when there's a new season. It's like, oh, there's a new season of Blue's Clues? That's great. I have not seen this one yet. I've got 6 hours of each episode to watch before I'm tired. We're talking the first episode of Blue's Clues and You. I've got some issues with this episode. And you're like, Tim, you've got issues with an episode of Blue's Clues and You? It's just a kid's show. Why? What can you possibly be complaining about? And it's like, listen, I have to watch this thing over and over for 2 years.
They should have put more into the CGI in this thing. Real disappointed. I mean,
the CGI actually does get better. I noticed when I was watching the first episode, it's like, man, the animation for Blue's really choppy.
I'm always amazed by the chair. Always amazed by the chair. It's a real chair every time. It still blows me away.
Is it
a
real
chair like that?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it is a real chair. Or at least there's episodes where it's definitely not a real chair because it doesn't move when he sits on it.
Okay.
But you've only seen the first episode. So yeah, Mike, if I go into rants, I'm gonna go into beyond more than the first episode. So in case you didn't know, like, if you're under a rock, Blue's Clues was rebooted in, like, 2019. And there's a new host. His name is Josh. And we get to meet him right up front. He's like, hey, come on in. Have you seen my dog, Blue? Blah, blah, blah. It's snack time. And he's asking Blue what she wants for her snack. And he doesn't understand Blue or whatever. And he decides he's going to call his cousins for help. So he gets out his smartphone. And he calls his cousins. And his cousins just so happen to be Steven, Steve and Joe. Yeah, the previous hosts of Blue's Clues. Isn't that nice? It's something for everybody, something for old fans and new fans alike. And here is my first problem, Mike.
What?
Where do they live? Where does Steve and Joe live if they don't live in the house with Blue? Why is Josh there? How did Josh get there? Why do these people keep leaving Blue?
This is true.
Is Blue trapped in the house?
Yeah.
Like Blue just can't leave? Everybody else can leave? Like, or is this like, maybe this little land, this Blue's Clues land, is actually the afterlife? And being in Blue's house is actually purgatory. And like, once you can move on, yeah, you can start your Blueprints detective agency and you can work in the present store, but you got to do your time in Blue's house first.
I didn't think about that. Man, everybody's just abandoning Blue.
Yes.
Josh, take your dog to college, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously Steve can't take the dog to college because Steve goes to college and that's the big thing. He goes to college, leaves Blue in the care of his brother, Joe, who apparently, like, I guess lives there somewhere and we just don't see him for the first like 4 years of the show, but he's around somewhere in the basement, maybe. But yeah, now he's working at the present store, which before that, it's nice that they actually hired a human in the present store because before it was just a talking cash register and it was creepy AF. But I don't know where Joe lives. Like, does Joe live at the present store? Like, do you just live wherever you work?
Maybe.
This is,
I don't know. Just live in India? Live where you work?
It's like, so like, Blueprints of well, here's the thing. I mean, it's not entirely true because there's Christmas episodes. I'm going to spoil it for you, Mike. I know you were planning on continuing to watch the show because you're really invested in it now. But
definitely, man. I can't get enough of Blue and Magenta and those salt and pepper shakers and stuff.
But there's a point once we get to the Christmas episodes, like Steve's just there. Like, oh yeah, Steve's visiting his own house that Josh is living in.
Maybe they sell it, you know, maybe it's a good starter home.
Maybe. But by the way, it comes with the appliances, the talking cousins and the dog.
And well, maybe they're cousins, you know, and like, I don't know. Maybe they don't want, maybe they leave Blue because Blue doesn't want to leave, you know? Blue loves that house so much that he wants to stay there. Like, he doesn't want to be away from Magenta and all his, you know, other friends that are there, like salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah. Or Blue's just like that old woman that lives in, like, wherever, like, the rural place in the Midwest is. It always floods.
I'll be here until I die. I don't care. They're going to tell me to move. I'm not going to move. I was born here and I'm going to die here.
Guess what? She dies. It floods.
It floods again. Domain, aren't it? I ain't selling.
So anyway, he's telling Steve and Joe,
maybe it's an old folks home and Blue's actually like an old folk and, you know, that's the retirement home for Blue.
I just feel like there's something going on. It's like, why are all these things alive in the house? Is it cursed? It's like, oh, it's haunted. There's I'm trapped in here with Blue. This is like, there's a whole American Horror Story season Blue's Clues here.
Blue's that's Clues, like, Ghost Hunters.
There's a whole dark side to this that we're not finding out about. Nickelodeon's keeping it from us. So yeah, he's there. I don't know what Blue wants for a snack. And they're like, okay, well, we'll talk to her. And then they're like, hey, Blue, talk to me. And it's like, oh, okay. So what's up? Like, meanwhile, Josh can speak Blue because he's speaking Blue every other time. Just this one moment in time, he doesn't know what the dog's saying.
It takes it. You know, he's really smart. It doesn't take him that long to
figure out anything, really.
Because he's really smart.
He sure works hard. We can give him that. I will say. Like, I'm going to joke a lot, but the guy that plays Josh is wasted on this show. He's super talented. He's a super talented guy. And he needs to be, they need to get him on something other than Blue's Clues. At the same time, I don't want, Josh, if you're listening, don't leave Blue's Clues, but at the same time, get the fuck out. There's something wrong with that house.
He is pretty talented. I like him. I'm a fan.
So they're like, oh, hey, there's only one thing to do, play Blue's Clues. And it's like, oh, well, duh, that's the name of the show. And I sang the opening song earlier. So, yeah, of course we're going to play Blue's Clues, my very first episode of Blue's Clues. So we're now at the point where Josh is like, oh, shit. As I say, I'm not going to use profanity. Uh-oh, I forgot how to play Blue's Clues. I better call my cousins back. So, God, we're busy, man. I've got a present. I got presents to wrap. I got cases to solve. I don't know what kind of cases Steve is solving. Like,
solving how often cases of Colt 45.
It's like, what? First of all, there's not that
playing
many
dress
people
up. In- he doesn't. He's not detective. He's just playing dress up.
Like, I don't know if you. Because, Mike, you haven't seen very much. Well, you've seen the old episodes of Blue's Clues, so you know not a lot of people live in that town. Like, it's mainly just whoever lives with Blue and a couple weirdly animate objects.
Yeah. It's so, mainly, like, kitchen utensils and things.
So, what crime is happening that we need a detective for? So they do the song. They tell Josh how to play Blue's Clues via song. Josh takes over the song, just really, really belts it out there. And then it's like, hey, now we're... and then Steve asks if... can I talk to my friend out there? I forgot to mention this. He's like, can I talk to my friend out there? So for the young kids, it's like, man, this old guy is not my friend. Who's this old guy? I'm going to be friends with this young guy. But it's like, oh, it's all of us. It's all of us olds that remember Steve from when we were in high school. I'm actually a closet Blue's Clues. So
that what you were doing in high school?
Yeah.
Watching
I have VHS tapes.
So started your mornings?
I recorded every episode of Blue's Clues and every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That is what I did in college, in high school. Big fan. So, at any rate, he's like, because he's going to need your help a lot, like I did. And then Joe's like, and like I did. So it's like, okay, they don't know who you are. This is for me. So we've established that everything in the previous Blue's Clues has happened already. So I'm going to get back to that. Because, boy, it has nothing to do with this episode, but it's going to have something to do with later. So at any rate, they're like, we're going to play Blue's Clues. And they find the first clue, Mike. Mm-hmm. It's a cup. And after we find the cup, that's where we meet our old friends, the Spice family, Mr. Salt, Mrs. Pepper. Doesn't take, I never thought about this when I was younger. I didn't watch this when I was younger. But I was watching this for a while. It's like, oh, this is a very progressive show. Like, in addition to Rainbow Puppy, we've got a woman who didn't take her husband's last name. It's not Mrs. Salt. It's Mrs. Ooh. Pepper. You're not there. Is there a Mr. Pepper? Is there a Dr. Pepper?
Oh. Hmm.
So, yeah, the Spice family is Mrs. Pepper, Mr. Salt, Paprika and Cinnamon are their children, who they had those little spicy kids in the previous episode. So they've started to grow up. Technically, they should be about 20 by now, but they're not. They're still kids. That's okay.
Yeah, it's how's Blue still alive? That's the oldest dog on Earth.
It's... Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. This is the afterlife.
You know, Blue wasn't just like a little puppy when it started. You know, he was already like almost a full grown dog.
Gee, so, but yeah.
Gee, yes.
Don't misgender that dog.
I apologize.
It's hard to do, though. They're all she's.
Yeah.
All the dogs are she's in all the episodes, like even the old ones. It's Magenta, she. Blue, she. Rainbow Puppy, she. Green Puppy from the old show, also a she. Green Puppy has not made her way to the reboot yet. I think she got canceled for some reason. I don't know what she must have said while they were on hiatus. But, oh, that reminds me of something else. Rainbow Puppy. Mike, are you familiar with Rainbow Puppy? Or the concept of Rainbow Puppy, at least?
Not really.
Okay.
Remind me.
So there's a dog called Rainbow Puppy. And it looks a lot like Blue and Magenta. And you think, when you watch Blue's Clues, one of the things that comes to mind is, wow, there's Orange Kangaroo. Or I'm sorry, there's Orange Kitten. There's Purple Kangaroo. There's a cat named Periwinkle. They all talk just fine. It's only magenta and blue. They're like, so you think, okay, well, I guess in this world, the dogs just get the short end of the stick. But no, along comes Rainbow Puppy. Rainbow Puppy is upright on 2 feet and speaks incredibly and sings. So what's going on with Blue and Magenta? This is a real Goofy and Pluto situation. It's like, what's wrong with these dogs? Right? Why are these dogs not people?
Why does this dog have a pet dog?
But I think you did tell me that you couldn't get a Rainbow Puppy plushie toy. And you were right. I looked. They used to have them and you can't get them anymore. And I don't know if, like, Rainbow Puppy just didn't sell because she walks on 2 feet.
I think it's probably other reasons.
You think so?
Probably.
You think?
Unfortunately.
Shoving these Rainbow Puppies down our throat.
We're dead for dinner. They sound like a puppy.
They'll
have a red puppy, and that's what it'll sound like.
Oh, no. This puppy's got a MAGA hat. What could Red Puppy want with Mexico, rocks, and barbed wire?
A clue.
While Blue's with the Spice family, they play like, hey, help us with some shapes, all the good things that kids can interact with, while the parents go, yeah, come on, Josh, you should know what a shape is. Like, you own a home. Most people your age can't afford homes. You have a home and a dog, and you can't, like, get some basic shapes? What's wrong with you? So we find the second clue. It's a straw. And then we, right as they're about to look for the third clue, oh, it's mail time. It is mail time, and Mailbox comes along. Mailbox, my kid's favorite character in Blue's Clues, next to Josh. They did also go through a phase where, well, still to this day, it's not I want to watch Blue's Clues, it's I want to watch Josh. But they also do this thing where it's like Doctor Who, where they want to watch a specific host and go through phases. It's like, I need Joe. I need Steve. But usually it's true. But if you try to put on a Blue's Clues episode with somebody other than what that kid wants to watch at that time, boy, you're in trouble. You need to get a clue, Daddy. That's what...
Stranger danger.
So Mailbox comes in and Josh is like, oh, hey, wait, no mail? He's like, nope, because you got an email.
We just got an email.
What is this? This is the mailbox has one job. It's to deliver letters.
Oh, but we can't open it because we don't have Wi-Fi.
So, my question is, like, is this like Mailbox's job? Does Mailbox only say when he gets emails, or does he have to give Josh every notification on his phone? It's like, hey, Josh, someone just swiped right. Oh, man. Well, speaking of skidooing it, we skidoo it to a farm.
That's where he goes to steal the Wi-Fi.
When they skidoo, one thing you'll notice if you've watched Blue's Clues for any specific amount of time, only one person can skidoo at a time. Blue skidoos first, then whoever the host is, or if there's multiple people, Blue, everybody else, one at a time, the host last. Now, I don't know, like, it's not a Star Trek thing where they have a transporter pad and multiple people can go through this frame at once. I don't know if it's like Skidoo with two, turn to goo. I don't know if there's a take your turn or else Cronenberg. Like, what the fuck is But always, always single people. They're helping to match some chicks with their chick friends because of party hats, which is a complete ripoff of another episode of Blue's Clues, maybe the first episode of Blue's Clues. I do the exact same thing. Most of the episodes of Blue's Clues, and you will find that they are just rehashes of old episodes, which is ridiculous. Like, one, I understand, like, the most of the kids that are watching Blue's Clues and you haven't seen older episodes of Blue's Clues and you with Steve and Joe, but you're introducing Steve and Joe. If So, like, at some point, if they go back and watch, it's like, wait a minute. This is the same shit. No. So, yeah, they help the chicks out, and then they find the third clue. It's on a cow, and it's like, okay, well, time to go back. It's time for our thinking chair. So, yeah, all of a sudden, we're back in the thinking chair. We're perusing through the notebook. I don't know why Josh doesn't just use one sheet of paper for all his notes, because it would make more sense, because he doesn't use tabs in there. So, like, wait, was this clue for today, or was this yesterday's clue? Or at least that's how my old man brain would think now when I'm looking at the notebook. It's like, when the fuck was this?
He doesn't care about the environment. Trace and paper.
Yeah, you've got a phone on your notebook. Just use the phone size. There's a notes app. So at any rate, Mike, he sits on the chair and he's like, so, Mike, what could Blue want with a cup and two chicks?
I don't know. Don't know, Tim.
I spent too long splicing that just to throw that. I was doing that like last minute.
Let's see. We got two chicks.
One cup.
And one cup.
For Blue snack? Really? So, no, it's
in a straw.
Yeah, a straw, a cow, and a cup. So obviously the answer is milk. And we've just figured out Blue's Clues. And that's basically the episode. The cousins call back. They're like, hey, how'd things go? And they already knew the answer. Like assholes. They're like, well, was it milk in a paper straw? It's like, yeah. You could have saved me 28 minutes. You could have just told me that. But no, it said, it's got to be exhausting living with that dog. Like, you ask her a simple question, and now you've got to jump through hoops for at least 20 minutes about what she wants. What do you want to eat? Oh, I don't know. Let's play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not another game. Just answer the question. It's like that episode of Doctor Who where, well, you don't watch Doctor Who. There's like an episode where he's like trapped in like this kind of like simulation dial thing. And he lives basically Groundhog Days for 4 billion years.
Dude, jeez.
And I think that's what's happening to Josh. Every day. It's just another day of clues.
No more clues. All right. I'm tired. I got home from work, man. Like, just no more clues today.
We don't know what Josh does for work either.
Put you in the cage, Blue.
We don't know how Josh makes money, but we didn't know how Steve makes money either, because Steve's parents weren't there. It's like they were just like I don't know if they're like orphans. And oh no, I forgot. Steve's mom does show up in an episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Steve's mom is the one woman from Golden Girls.
Okay.
Who was the horny one?
Blanche?
Yeah. Blanche is Joe and Steve's mom.
Oh, cool.
She appears in like one episode. Because I was like watching. It's like, wait, what's this? So that's like the end of the coverage of this episode. Mike, as far as kids shows go, because I mean, you've had to see what was your kid's big thing that you just couldn't stand?
Oh, man. I don't know. Blue's Clues did kind of get on my nerves after a while, but there wasn't a whole lot of stuff that she kept watching over and over when she was really young.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started, because then I got her into like Adventure Time, and that was great.
Cause she watched that.
And I was like, yeah, Adventure Time.
Yeah, I think she's still too.
She liked Teen Titans a lot, but those, like I said, as you know,
she's a little older. Yeah.
I don't remember anything that really annoyed me. I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Elmo really gets on my nerves. Like, not as much as it used to, because I guess I'm just desensitized to him now. I love it. I love it when my kid's having a marathon of something like Elmo and my parents are here, because my parents, it doesn't matter what it is. Something is, I don't know if it's generational, something is on a television screen, they are compelled to watch it no matter what it is. And they will sit there and watch it and commentate on it about how their brains are melting out of their ears as they hear Elmo for the second hour in a row. And it's like, I mean, didn't I watch stuff that got on your nerves? Didn't you learn to tune this stuff out? It's like, I don't even hear Elmo anymore.
But I mean, also streaming like wasn't as big. I mean, you know,
that's a good point. Yeah. I forgot to mention.
There was still stuff there, but like not nearly as
yeah,
much.
You couldn't watch stuff.
There was stuff just watching on cable or something, whatever was on. You know, a lot of times it'd have to be.
Yeah. If you watched a show once and then you had to wait until the next day until that show came back on again. So that was something. Cause I remember when our roommate had this kid was about 3. That was like the beginning of when things were available on demand on cable.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no, oh, it's not on right now. You can't watch it. And it's like, oh man, I can't. Cause then boy, I'll tell you what, like what, how long ago was that now? It's been 15 years.
Yeah. I would say so.
So it's been about 15 years since Mike and I lived together at this point. And our roommate had a 3-year-old and it was wah, wah, wubsy all the time. And my God, does wah, wah, wubsy suck? They actually have it on YouTube now. And it came up in the recommendations. By the way, RIP my YouTube recommendations, because I used to have all kinds of cool stuff like on guitar and pro audio stuff and Magic Gathering.
Should have created a different account.
I should have created a different account because now
don't mess up, Aaron.
It's Blue's Clues. It's Mario playthrough videos. It's Blippi. Oh my God, Blippi!
What?
If there's one thing I hate more than anything in the world, it's Blippi. I don't know what about it. Even my kid wanted to watch Blippi at my parents' house, and both of my parents go, this guy looks like a pervert. He shouldn't be. This is the original Blippi, by the way. There's 2 Blippies now. He regenerates like the doctor. And actually, that's not true. They just swap back and forth, and they hope the kids don't notice for some reason. But yeah, the one, he like acts very infantile, but he also has a 5 o'clock shadow. So it's like, nope, you can't do both of those because you look like a creep. And he's very high pitched. In some of his videos, he's just making down. It's like, kill me. Man, Mike, what if you and I just did, like, forget Watchers on the Couch. What if we just did a dad pod?
I will call it dad pod.
It probably exists. Dad pod's good, man.
I'm sure.
It's got to exist. Just, with Mike and I'll take your dad-related questions. We'll give you our advice. Oh, your host. So, something that annoys me about the recycling of the stories is that eventually you're going to get found out, and somebody's going to be like, what the hell? And that's what happened to me when Periwinkle moved in next door for the second time in the history of Blue's Clues. Because Periwinkle moved in with Joe, or when Joe was host. I know this because I saw it like 2 weeks ago. And it's like, okay, well, maybe, and I've even looked this up. Like, somebody's got to have like said, what's going on with this? Because people complain about everything on Reddit. Surely somebody's like, hey, why is Periwinkle moving back twice? And they're like, oh, well, maybe he moved away after Blue's Clues and moved back. When in Blue's Clues, it's just like, that doesn't make any sense because Blue doesn't know Periwinkle in Blue's Clues and you. And Periwinkle's nervous because he doesn't know anybody around there when it's all the same people except Josh. So I don't know. The only person, like, unless he was good friends with Green Puppy. And by the way, Rainbow Puppy, Periwinkle is the one that introduces us to Rainbow Puppy because Rainbow Puppy is Periwinkle's best friend from the city. But I don't know. It's like, I will say one good thing about recycling stuff has to do with the songs. Because boy, Josh does the songs way better than Steve or Joe does.
I like the way Josh does the songs. I like a lot.
Josh is a very talented individual. Like I said, Josh is wasted on Blue's Clues, but at the same time, you don't want him to leave. He does Broadway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he's a stage performer. And so, yeah, he sings, he plays instruments. He dances, he tap dances in an episode of Blue's Clues. Like, he can do it all. I'm very jealous.
Won't be Josh when I grow up.
Have only one. Like, he's got it figured out too. Like, he doesn't have to stress out about much of anything. Like, I don't know what he does for work. So maybe there's no, I mean, there is money in Blue's Clues though, because he's got blue dollars. It's weird that your dog's on the face of the money. And it's like, especially if you like move into this house for the first time, like whoever the next caretaker of Blue's going to be when Josh decides he's going to go to Broadway and like stay in New York, which by the way, Blue's Clues and you in the Big Apple or whatever that Blue's Big Apple Adventure or something like that. Good movie. as far as kid movies go, I enjoyed it a lot. Lots of cameos. You just like, wait a minute. I just got my check from the blue government and I've got my blue dollars. It's like, this is Blue's world. What am I doing here? I'm trapped. This is American Horror Story. American Horror Story storybook world.
The company store. Well, Blue just rules it all.
Yeah. It's got to be, because everybody knows Blue, I think. Like, it doesn't matter where you are, everybody knows Blue. And also, I mean, The outlooks for the humans in Blue's world, not good. Very few human beings in that place. So like, in terms of like moving, like you've got no choice except to live in present world because you're not going to find a spouse because there's only so many people. Who are you going to marry? Your brother or your cousin? Nope. Asked him if he'd marry his mom. And he said, yeah.
I can marry Blanche.
Rest in peace, Blanche. Oh, it's wild. It's wild. It's a good kids show, though. I enjoy it. I like that it exists. It's one of the least mind-numbing, even though you do get tired. It's like, come on, Josh, figure this out. I got places. Like, there's something, like, if it's a kid doing it, it works. But if it's a grown-up doing it, it's like, are you kidding me? Like, I have a problem changing that, turning that adult brain off. So how'd you not figure this out yet? It's because it makes the kids feel good to figure it out first. That's why, dummy. It's like, oh, I'm the idiot. I am. Because I get angry about kids' shows. But yeah, I hope the parents out there that are listening are also fans of Blue's Clues. And you also enjoy my descent into madness at watching this amount of Blue's Clues during my course of fatherhood. And Blue's Clues and You themed birthday party my kid is having. So that's how serious it is. Got a cameo from Josh. I ordered one today.
What?
Yeah.
For real?
I ordered a cameo from Josh.
That's awesome.
You can also, both Joe and Steve, also on Cameo, but temporarily unavailable. I was going to get one from all of them if I could. But
wow,
they have accounts on there. And at the time of this recording, Josh is still active.
It's amazing.
Costs like $98 after service fees. But should be text.
Should have had him on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if that works. But there is Cameo for Business. We probably could have. Should have him he's do like, the intro. You're listening. Like,
I'm busy on stage,
all
right?
Yeah, an intro from Josh for all future episodes of Watchers on the Couch. It's Watchers on the Couch with Daddy and Uncle Mike.
That'd be awesome. Be amazing.
Oh, wow. Oh, what's up for us for, like, this is the first episode we've done in 10 months. What's up for us next, Mike? Anything?
I don't know. I think Game of Thrones is coming out, I think, this year.
Oh, yeah. House of the Dragon. House of the Dragon. Towards the end of the year? Yeah, I don't know.
The only thing I can think of, because I think Rings of Power is coming out, too, but we didn't do that last year because they came out at the same time, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing Rings of Power if it doesn't conflict. Because I enjoyed Rings of Power more than I enjoyed House of the Dragon.
Yeah, I did too. So hopefully the second season of House of the Dragon is better, though. You know, they kind of got that first season, got the characters established and everything. So all the pieces are set up a little bit more, you know, so I think things can move a little bit. So
yeah, definitely look for at least another 10 episodes from Mike and I for House of the Dragon. Mike and Ike. Hey, if there's any other kid shows you think Mike and I should take a look at and complain about, as long as it's not Blippi or Cocomelon. Oh.
We'll do Adventure Time.
Is Adventure Time a kid show?
Every episode. Not really, I guess.
I mean,
I don't know. Just depends on what age, you know. It's not an adult show, I would say, but like adults can watch it.
Yeah, I never watched it. For some reason, I thought it was on Adult Swim, but maybe it, I guess so. You think my kids? You think a 3-year-old's too young for Rick and Morty?
I don't know. Maybe.
Thank you for joining us for this very serious, very special episode. A very special episode of Watchers on the Couch. And we will catch you next time, sometime later this year. House of the Dragon for sure. Maybe Rings of Power. We'll have to see what the schedule. Nobody tells you what the exact days are. Like, it's already 2024. It's like you should have a range to like of when we can expect the show.
Yes.
Like at least a starting month, you know, or a starting month or two, so we can plan our year accordingly.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
But Mike, it's good to knock some rust off. Good to talk about some kids' cartoons and throw some profanity in there.
Mm-hmm.
Some two chicks, one cup. And we will talk at you later. So until next time, I'm Daddy.
And I'm Mike. Uncle Mike.
And now it's time for So Long. Until next time.